up, what's up? You are now listening to The Limitless Experience with Eric. Thank you for tuning in. This is a recap to Raising Canaan, Season 3, Episode 5, titled Brothers and Keepers. Enjoy. I got the crew here with me, Tiffany, Kim, Deron, and Leon. What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, what's good?
Going on?
All right, so as usual, there's a bye next week, so you know there had to be an amazing dev today. We're going to get into all of that. I wanted to start with you, Kim. You said you came across a spoiler. How did that happen?
Oh, man. So I don't know if there's like a physical leak, like there's an episode leak or whatever, but one of those power fan, you know, pages on Instagram.
Yeah.
I always like comb through the comments just because I'm nosy like that. And someone said, oh, like whoever posted the or whatever the caption said, and I can't remember what the caption said. Somebody commented like, you basically just told us Unique dies this episode.
Damn.
And then people were like, why would you say that? And they were like, it leaked. And I was like, oh, I wish I hadn't have read that.
You did that. You did that to yourself.
I know, but I didn't know that there was a leak.
Right.
So I didn't expect for anybody to give like leaked information because I haven't seen anything online about a leak. That was the first I heard of it.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, maybe it's just BS. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's why I was like, oh, I hate the fact that, but that man ain't dead, but I'm sure we'll get there.
All right. So with me, somebody almost ruined it for me. Luckily, we all watch it like, you know, what is it, Thursday at midnight or Friday at midnight? It's Thursday at midnight, right?
Thursday at midnight.
So I watched it Thursday at midnight, but somebody sent me a message that said, oh, I don't think he's dead. I don't think Unique is dead. And it's like, well, how is that your opening line? Like, if you want to ask somebody or give your opinion on the show, your opening line should be, did you watch it? Don't just say, hey, did you? What do you think about Tariq shooting Ghost? Like, don't ruin it like that. You know what I mean?
Right. People are assholes.
And then their response is always, oh, I didn't even think about it. Like, what do you mean? It's 3 hours after this show like started. What are you talking about?
Exactly. I agree. Leon called it though. I listened to the podcast last week, and he said it was going to be a big death.
I was wrong.
That's
why I said I'm 0-2 on the predictions, but I did say somebody's going to.
Y'all think that man dead?
Yes.
Hell no.
But why?
Nah, so look.
It's like, why did they let him go out like that? I just don't think it's the end for Unique.
So listen, really? I was having a conversation with a friend who also watches Power, and I told him, I was like, you know, I'm on this podcast and we talked about this, and he was like, nah, he ain't dead. I was like, bro, he beat his face in with a pipe. What? And then, all right, so he said to me there's no way he dead, he gonna get up. I said, okay, so why didn't he get up when he got beat up with the pipe the first time? He didn't get up as he was being rolled down a hill. Like, I just don't see, if they do bring him back, I feel like it'll be poor writing. Yeah, it'll appease the fans. It'll make us happy, but
they
should have made him get ended a different way then.
Yeah. Well, I think that, about the pipe and beating his face in, he didn't beat his face in. Like, if you saw it, he just had, like, a little bit of blood, at, you know, above the brow, whatever. But I didn't think
his face was completely swollen.
Swollen, yeah. But, like, I didn't think it was, like, beat in. Like, his skull and shit was fractured.
He kicked his lifeless body down a garbage hill, right? And he took his chain.
Can he just be knocked out? What if he's just knocked out?
Said, he was knocked out for a long time. It took time to load his body into that stolen car, right? You put him in a trunk. Like, if you're knocked out, you probably wake up within about, I don't know, 12, 15 minutes, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
He took him somewhere far away, dragged him, and then kicked him down a hill. Lifeless. His body was lifeless. There was no blinking, no breathing. Remember when Scrappy died, and we were like, he was breathing. He actually was breathing. You know what I mean? When he got beat up. They showed it to us. All you had to do was rewatch and say he's breathing. And no matter how many times you rewatch Unique, he's not breathing. He's done.
I'm not seeing
that. That first hit, man, that dude was brain dead. Like, man, yeah. It was tears to my eye. But you know,
whenever somebody like blunt force trauma, like beat somebody in like that, there's usually like a lot of blood splatter. And I was, the more he hit him with that pipe, I was expecting to like see a lot of blood on him. And there was none. I mean, on Ronnie, is what I'm saying.
No, there had to be some internal injuries. It's like blunt, as you mentioned, Kim, blunt force trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some serious lacerations on his face. So his injuries had to be internal. And his skull had to be cracked in half.
So let me ask you this, Kim. So if he is alive, you think he's just going to get up and be normal, unique? You don't think he's like fucked up?
He about to...
I don't know. He might be a little fucked up. But someone tweeted that they think that he's not dead and that he's going to come back and like finish Ronnie off.
And then what?
I don't know.
Like if he's still alive, it's almost like we're doing like Walking Dead type shit now. Like he's gonna be a zombie.
Yeah, man.
No,
John.
He about to be like Ace from Pay the Fool. He gonna be like, my body different.
Yeah, you exactly.
Me be.
He can't be the same guy anymore. And I was really upset, man. I was upset because I'm upset with Unique too, because Ronnie is crazy. You don't turn. You just whooped his ass. You don't turn your back on him.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he ain't expect that. Like, my thing is, and pardon me if I'm jumping forward and we gonna get there, but nothing in the episode made it seem like, all right, cool, they had their little spats, sibling rivalry, whatever, but, like, even that fight, I thought that was just a, all right, we fighting, we're brothers, you get what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. we gonna get over this. This is just a fight because you really violating right now. But nothing made me believe that Ronnie's a killer. We've seen it 3 times. But mm-hmm. I never thought he would be able to kill his brother. And I won't say exactly why in the episode because we'll talk about it, but I never thought he would do that. And neither would Unique. Unique probably not like, my brother not gonna kill me. He'd probably get up and punch me in the back of the head or some shit.
The writing was on the wall.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Leon.
I think the writing was on the wall. I didn't think he would kill him either. And like you said, we will get to it. But I'm just not happy he went out like that. But I do know Rock is in trouble now. That's what I know.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Because he killed...
I feel like Ronnie is more in trouble.
With
like
who? Not that who's gonna do this, anything to him?
Man, my heart. Huh?
Who's gonna do anything to Ronnie?
Somebody. Rock.
The only person that could have done anything to him is dead.
Look. I know, but hear me out. The nigga's not invincible. But in that same token, remember at Dean's funeral, Unique told Rock, like, yo, I know who was bold enough to do it. Da, 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 and
he's out here wilding.
So, you know, she's not gonna be stupid and be like, oh man, like Unique's dead and I wonder who it is. Like, I'm pretty sure she's gonna take matters into her own hands, and that's what's gonna pull her back into the game. Cause this whole season is centered around her trying to go legit, but everything around her is trying to pull her back in.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that I don't think he's gonna do it. I don't think
he's going to do it. All right. Well, so let's go at the very beginning. Ronnie stole that guy's car. That dude is lucky Ronnie didn't kill him. I definitely thought we were going to start off this episode with Ronnie clapping that dude before he took his car, but for some reason, he didn't. He just stole his car. I know we just said it, but he's up to 3 now. He's going to reach 5 easily. Ronnie's going to reach 5 deaths.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, he is.
As OCD, as we mentioned, as he is in the last podcast episode,
mm-hmm.
I feel like he's not a person that kills with no reason. Mm. And I know I'm trying to humanify a fucking psychopath right now, yeah. But we've seen it. Yeah. Every single time he's ever put his gun or knife to somebody, it was...
disrespect.
For a reason. The nigga in the club...
Right.
Brought his death onto him. Dean brought his death onto himself. and
unique.
But the dude in the car didn't disrespect him. He just stepped back. I didn't think he would have just shot him just for fuck's sake and mm-hmm. Get in the car and drive off. That right. would have really been crazy.
Right. He's crazy. He just not crazy.
Yeah.
But when he drove to Unique's house, right? They keep having these exchange of stares and looks where it's like, I have to do something to him. You know what I mean? Like when he drove over to Unique's house and he's just mashing on the fucking doorbell, and Unique is like, yo, what the fuck is the matter with you, bro? It's the middle of the night. Like, Unique knew that he had to stop him. That's why I felt like Unique would do it to Ronnie, because it was like Ronnie was not going to stop until he got what he wanted one way or another. He didn't even believe that Unique's money was coming from the Chinese spot, which, if I'm not mistaken, isn't that where Unique's money is coming from?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Ronnie didn't want to believe that. And it was like, I don't think that there was anything Unique could have done for Ronnie. He tried to bring him in.
Yeah, but let's face it. Like, I was really thinking about it. Unique's role has really changed over the seasons. Like, in the first season, he was like a fucking boss. This season, he wasn't really doing nothing. He just eating sandwiches, this girl making for him, running around sleeping with Ryan. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was not the boss that he was in season one. He had truly fallen off.
He lost a lot of his crew, though.
He's trying to get back on.
Why didn't he get a new crew?
It ain't that easy. He's trying to get back on.
I guess. I think he making money, but I don't think he making money like he was in season one.
He's definitely not making money like he was.
No, he's not. He's not. He had a plug in the Italians. He had sizable stuff coming in, so now all of that kind of got shut down. Like, the projects is hot, so he can't just go pick somebody up from the projects. He can't go run things in the projects no more. Jersey is cut off, and then Sal's under investigation. Not Sal, Stefano's under investigation. He's not about to do nothing. So he kind of got to get it how he lived. He's going to the source, and Stefano made that connection for him. So he's literally just trying to get back on. So we ain't gonna see him do that like overnight. That's a process.
That's true. Well, basically everything you said, Tiff, was exactly what Ronnie has been saying. Like, I left you to be a boss, a CEO, whatever, and now you're like broke as shit. Like, you're not doing anything. So I feel like that kind of cut deep, with Unique, because it's true. But to your point too, Leon, I think he was in the process of trying to get back on. It was just that transition, like trying to figure out how he could get back on with the streets and stuff being hot. So.
Yeah, I agree with all you guys. He was on his way, but he lost a lot of his crew. Like, damn near his whole crew got killed. So
yeah.
It's not an overnight process, like Leon said. He was definitely getting back to it, but Ronnie just had other plans. I mean, he wants back in the drug game, and he's also under the belief that Rock is top dog now, and he doesn't even believe Unique when he's telling him Rock is out the game. So I don't know. It's not safe for Rock, and Ronnie's moving. Like Unique said, Ronnie's wilding out here. So. I don't know how soon it's going to be before they find out that Unique is dead, because I don't know if he has to have meetings, often with Stefano. The Chinese people don't give a fuck about him, so they don't care if he doesn't show up again. They already said they don't want his, the woman said one is enough, two is too many. So, and then I don't know how much time has passed between this episode and last episode, but Unique told Rock, it's been a while since I've seen you. So they're not even on a regular see each other basis type of basis. You know what I mean? So I don't know. How quickly do you guys think that the hood will find out that Unique has been killed?
Quick, because quick. Very quick, because Pernessa came to Rock House looking for him.
What? When?
In the preview. You didn't.
Preview? Oh, no, I always miss the preview. I always miss it. Wow.
Wow.
Vanessa comes to Rock's house and holds a gun to Rock, asking, where is Unique?
Wait a second. So Vanessa knows where the fuck Rock lives?
Yeah.
Oh, everybody know where Rock live at.
Yo, Vanessa's about to come to my crib next. Like, everybody knows where everybody lives.
But she's basically like, what did you do to him? Like, he has home kind of thing. So even if they don't know he's dead, I think they'll definitely know something is wrong.
Right.
Damn. So what was Ronnie doing? Staying at the tailor shop? That's where he was sleeping at?
That's what it seemed like.
I don't know.
Because what did he say? He said he gonna bring the... And that's... you know me. I love finding the plot holes. Didn't he say he was gonna chop the car that he stole?
Yes, he did. He did.
And then he said, I'm gonna bring this over to Eddie's. I'm tired of staying with you and Vanessa and this motherfucker. And then I figure he went to the tailor shop.
I think maybe that's where Unique was
living. Is that the car that... Is that the car that he had Unique in the trunk, or did he drive Unique's car?
He had a different car.
He probably drove Unique's car.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Not Unique's car. Damn. That looked like that old car that he had when he was watching Unique come out of Rock's house.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Right.
So Ronnie was rolling.
Ronnie was like, he just don't have a plan. Like, what's the plan?
He wants to take over.
It's just that he does have a plan. It's just not as executed or as cohesive.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like he's just bouncing around, like intimidating people and threatening people and killing people. And that's like been the plan. Like, what's the goal? I know the goal is for him to get back in, but I don't understand the plan.
Yeah, it looks like he just wants everybody, he wants in on what everybody else is doing. Like, when he even rolled up on Kanan and said, yo, who's giving you heroin? Like, he just wants
in on... That nigga said it. Heroin, nigga?
Exactly. Kanan's face was like, what the hell are you talking about, bruh?
Who the hell said anything about heroin? He said, ain't no little nigga moving heroin by himself. It's like, bro, what are you talking about?
So... Ronnie's rolling up on everybody, and tell me if this is the part that you were talking about, Leon, when you said that that you thought that Ronnie wouldn't kill Unique when the conversation he had with Juanita. Is that what you were talking about when he said, my brother ain't going nowhere?
Yeah.
I thought that was weird.
Unique ain't going nowhere.
Because that's not the energy he had, though.
Juliana.
Juliana.
I said Juanita. Who the hell is Juanita?
It's Juliana.
I'm tripping.
You mix up Joaquin and Juliana.
Exactly.
You put them together.
Yeah. Juliana, right? He told her that he's not going anywhere. But in my head, I'm like, yo, that's not the energy that he displays when he's around Unique. Like, when he's around Unique, and I guess that might be like that brotherly thing, like, you know, keep it in house type shit. But I didn't believe him when he said, my brother's not going nowhere.
Especially when Juliana was, she was basically like putting a bug in his ear. Cause she was like, I'll let you be the judge.
Right.
Like, sure, you know.
Leon, you don't remember when he said, Leon, you don't remember in the previous episode when he said, if my brother's the problem, there's a solution to that?
I do remember that. However, in this episode, that follow-up conversation to me was pivotal because what it said was, when he was like, Unique's not going anywhere, I believed that. I was like, oh, like, all right, this nigga got a conscience. He'll kill anybody but his brother, right? Mm-hmm. A problem that got to be solved ain't necessarily death.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Especially if it's your brother. Sometimes it could just be like, all right, man, you out the way. Get out of here. Like, you know. Give him a noogie or something and like, all right, go about your business. Big dog's back. But to me, it was extremely believable that he wouldn't kill his brother because he had a death stare in his eye and everything. She was like, my husband, I thought it was my husband.
Exactly.
And then he wasn't my husband anymore. He was gone. And he was like, Unique's not going nowhere. And then she said, you'll be the judge. He said, Unique's not going nowhere.
I believed him.
I believed it.
I believe that shit.
I don't think he planned. I don't think that was a plan for him to kill his brother when they got into that scrap. I just think he got mad enough to do it.
I agree. Because even like, you know, 50 was narrating it or whatever, or Kanan was narrating it. He basically was like, when you start fighting and, you know, you're seeing, you're in this rage, you forget like who you're fighting kind of thing. And I guess you take it too far. I forget what verbiage he said, but he was speaking something to that effect.
Yeah, I just thought he was saying that to try to see if he can get another solution out of Juanita, but she told what she said.
On that lady, Juanita.
Juliana.
Yo, ah, man. I don't, why am I doing this? Juliana.
I don't know.
My brain is.
Joaquin and Juliana. Juanita.
Juliana. So yeah, I think he wanted another solution from Juliana, but when she said, one day my husband was gone, then he wasn't my husband anymore. That was like, yo, she is literally telling him, kill that dude, kill him, right, and it's yours. Yeah.
She planted the seed. Yeah. And maybe he didn't intend to, but subconsciously, you know, when somebody plants a seed, your intention is not that, but mm-hmm. maybe subconsciously he did want him gone.
Right.
It's sad, though. I don't think it had to be that way.
Also, it kind of got sped up by Ronnie telling Pernessa about Rock.
I was just about to say that, Eric. Yeah. I was going to say Unique kind of forces him because he could have meant my brother's not going anywhere when mm-hmm. he said it,
mm-hmm.
but Unique kind of, you know, you went in there and you start beating on the nigga.
Smack the book out of his hand and all that.
Know, like, yeah, like, so at that point, you know, he kind of had to kill his brother. And maybe in the next episode, we'll see the reflection. Like, in the moment, we didn't see. I was looking for an ounce of humanity in the nigga as he was doing that. I was waiting for it to see some restraint, something.
Nothing.
I ain't see none of that. So.
Nothing.
Nope. And what was he doing? Why was he looking at the fish like that? What was going on?
Ronnie being Ronnie.
Did y'all notice like the fish was there and then he said something to Pernessa and then they panned back to the fish tank and the fish weren't there?
What?
He was feeding the fish something.
Listen.
I don't know if they were like dead, but maybe they were scared. I don't know. It was something that I picked up on. Like the fish were, he was watching the fish, and then him and Pernessa had words, and then they pan back to the fish tank, and you couldn't see the fish no more.
I think that was just poor editing, but I think that was also an Easter egg for what's to come. Do we know anybody that mm-hmm. has a fish store?
Yes, we do.
Bottle.
All right. Hmm. I think he'll be seeing Stefano pretty soon, and he might be, I don't know, he might take some liking to his fish. Something's going to happen with Stefano in that fish store, because we haven't seen Stefano in two episodes, and when that scene began, it began with the fish, so I thought we were going to see Stefano, but it's Ronnie, so I'm like, why are they showing us fish and Ronnie? Like, there's going to be some type of connection to Stefano in that fish store. Ronnie's probably going to have to see him soon.
Good call.
That's a good connection because I was lost on the meaning of it.
Not to mention that Stefano and Unique were supposed to do business, correct?
Yeah, they'll be saying each other.
Be like, no way you killed Ubiquitous.
Exactly.
Not Ubiquitous.
It's
gonna kill Unanimous.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
I love that episode where he was calling him random unique
right.
names, and then he called him his actual name when he showed him some respect. I love
right,
that.
Right.
That was beautiful.
So Gerald works for a newspaper, and Gerald is the one that told Marvin about Dean. That's going to be, I think that's going to be a long-lasting relationship, because at some point, and they're already showing it to us, but Gerald is going to probably help out Jukebox in her music career. What do you guys think? What do you think the relationship is going to be between Marvin and Gerald?
I mean, thought it was pure initially until this episode. I thought Gerald truly was getting to know Marvin for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. But when it seemed like he was kind of fishing for information.
Well, he's a newspaper editor.
But that's what I'm saying. He works for like an entertainment newspaper or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
a lot magazine, of times, entertainment magazine.
Yeah, The Voice or something. But a lot of times, like people who are in journalism, sometimes they want to do like investigative journalism, but they just don't have the outlet for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking, because you notice when Marvin left, he slammed down his napkin like he was upset. Like, damn, I was getting some information out of him, but he ain't left.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's got some ill intent. Like, I think he wants to kind of get an insider's view of information from Marvin that he could potentially use to, you know, grow his career.
True, because he did tell him about Dean and then asked him if he knew Dean. You're right. You're right. So they're going to be using each other, I believe.
That's an interesting perspective. I think I didn't see that because Marvin kind of broached the whole friendship thing. And, you know, Gerald was like, oh, man, I'll be happy to do that. But obviously, Marvin had his own intentions behind why he wanted to make that connection. But I also believe that the friendship is genuine.
It like, is because
I don't think it's just, oh man. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it's just, oh man, I'm a get my daughter in and to this guy. I think he really, you know, they got a liking to each other.
No, it is and truly genuine. You're right.
When Gerald slammed the napkin, I feel like he was more upset that like he said something that kind of made Marvin go away and they were just having, you know, he's like, damn, like that's my friend. Like I wanted to keep the conversation going type shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took it totally different. Right. Yeah.
Also, Marvin didn't know where Gerald worked at before he saved his life until he saw the IDs in his pocket and showed up to that business. He didn't know, this is what my intentions are with this guy. He just know that an old friend called him, and because he wanted to make good with him, he went and helped him out. How soon before Rock does something to those two cops that clearly are the ones that broke her windows?
ASAP.
Yeah.
You're gonna put donut holes in
their
asses.
Facts. They gotta go.
So I was talking with a friend of mine's, and you know how Raquel, she likes to like tell on people and shit like that. Like she might kill you, but she'll also like tell on you and try to make you like screw yourself over first sometimes. A friend of mine was talking to me. He said he believes Rock will tell Howard about these two cops, and then Howard will tell Internal Affairs. So I don't know. I mean, I could believe that as well. I mean, because two cops just, but if they're dirty cops, then, but a lot of, I don't know. Because in that universe right now, in that world, too many cops ending up dead. That I don't know how likely that is. So maybe I can see them getting like reassigned or something like that. Maybe she will tell Internal Affairs on them. Either that or because she's already told Marvin that two cops did it. Marvin just doesn't know who the two cops are. So I can see Marvin taking them out, but I can also see her telling Howard, yo, these are the two cops that's fucking with me. Look what they did to my windows. And they threatened to do it again. They're trying to shake me down.
We'll see, child. I sent y'all a funny meme in the chat.
Yeah, I actually thought this was real, Kim.
It looks real, doesn't it?
It does. A Ronnie Netflix special. It's crazy because
do you guys know who that actor is? Like, have you seen him in anything or heard him speak?
I've never seen him in anything, but I did follow him. I started following him recently. Like, yesterday I started following him.
Okay. Is he American?
That's a good question. I wouldn't be surprised if he has an accent.
Let's see.
Who's this?
Ronnie. The guy who plays Ronnie. His name is Grantham, so that's probably not American, I don't think.
Grantham? That nigga's British. He one of them Brits.
Right.
That's what I was thinking.
Let me see if I can see him talking somewhere. Grantham Coleman.
Grantham. Well, Coleman.
I hate his character arc. He could be British Jamaican. I know a lot of people with the last name Coleman.
I want to see him talk. Let's see if he talks in this video.
His character arc is pissing me off. He's got to go.
Yeah, right? I mean, there's no way he could keep doing what he's doing and make it out alive this season.
Yeah, I don't know what the point in like writing him in was. Like, to me, there's no depth to him. It's just like, all right, stern ass nigga that kills people.
Right.
Like, you know how they sometimes write people in, they either become likable or like even Mecca. Mecca was likable.
Right.
Like, okay.
That's true.
That's nice. Ronnie so is
we don't think that he's Breeze. We don't think that he's that's who Ronnie's character is.
I don't know.
I'm on the fence about that. I'm on the fence about that.
I am too, because like Leon said, there's no depth. Like, I don't know. How could you learn from him?
But you know what, though? He does go with that. Like, if he is Breeze, right? Remember the recurring thing in Power is they say you're not a gangster till you kill somebody you love.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
And Kanan adopted that mentality, right?
Yeah.
And then passed it on to Tariq. What if Ronnie uses him killing his brother as that mantra?
That could be true.
And passes That's it what down
I
was the. Thinking.
I think I may have said it on the pod before, but maybe that's where he got his like cutthroatness from.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Kanan will kill anybody like and not bat an eye. So maybe that's where he got that from. If he does end up to be Breeze.
Right.
Eric, you should be a showrunner, man.
Appreciate it. Another thing too, Leon, you know how sometimes Power takes a lot from The Wire, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at what they're doing right now. We got a newspaper, right? Which The Wire had. And you got this stone cold killer that everybody is supposedly afraid of in Ronnie. That's Omar. Yeah.
Omar to the T.
Yeah. I'm so happy Lou did not have one drink this episode. I was clapping for this man.
Yes.
Thank goodness.
Thank God.
Yes.
So that's over with.
I was thinking if we did MVPs, Lou my MVP just for not being a drunk this episode.
Right. Yeah, thank goodness he stopped drinking. Now he's focusing on the music. We also saw their mother. We probably only saw her like once or twice before this, right? I mean, Raquel and the mother had a conversation at one point, and now we see her again with Lou, and she's saying people not giving Rock stopped giving her money, and Marvin doesn't talk to her. What do you guys think about that relationship that Thomases have with their mother?
It's interesting.
Because Lou said to her, she was talking about the father, right? And then Lou said to her, that's not the reason my father died. That almost makes it seem like she's the reason the father died. Did you guys get that from the conversation he had with his mother?
Yeah. Didn't we see her when they had to get Kanan out of trouble, like when the city was on a manhunt for Howard shooting? Then he get sent to his granny's?
Was it his aunt? I think it was his aunt.
I think it was his aunt, like down south.
Yeah, but I think we saw...
Virginia.
We saw the mother.
We saw the mom. Did we see the mom at like, not bingo.
It was
like,
something church related. Something? It was something, and something church related.
Yeah.
Something church related?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In the previous season.
I thought they were having bingo in the church, no?
Nah, well, it could have been that. It could have been that.
It was a church function.
Yeah, it definitely was a church function.
At least Lou did give her some money, but I don't think this is the last time we'll see her. They're bringing characters in here, and it's really hard to pinpoint why. Like you say, like, what is the purpose of Ronnie? Like, what bigger purpose does he serve? Is that the only way they could have gotten Unique out of the way? Because he doesn't have any beef with Raquel. He doesn't have beef with Stefano, so I don't know. There's got to be a reason for bringing Ronnie in, and there's got to be a reason for bringing in the mother and her mentioning the relationship that she has or doesn't have with their children. So I think that we should probably, or they should probably be showing us that soon.
Also, if Ronnie was supposed to be Breeze, wouldn't they be calling him Breeze?
No, not yet. What? Well, because it's like when Kanan was what was Kanan's other name to Tariq? Slim. Kanan was like, "Yo, I'm Slim."
Yeah,
but he did that to hide his name. He didn't do that because that's the name like niggas gave him.
Right.
Like, I would think that
I'm with Kim. Why wouldn't he be Breeze already?
Right. That seemed like that would be his like street name.
See, right. I don't think so. I think that Kanan and the people that work under him might give him that name once he establishes himself.
Like, Kanan is going to give the nigga that's older than him, that's supposed to be his OG, his name?
Yes. They let him do everything else.
No way.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just think that Ronnie is not at the top of the food chain yet. You know,
plus, like, Ronnie is a regular name. Like, James and Ghost are the same person.
Yeah, but it's just like the people at the bottom didn't know what Ghost's real name was.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe Ronnie's not going to tell somebody his real name. He'll probably say, "Yo, call me Breeze."
Well, maybe once it gets beyond Kanan. You know what I'm saying? Like, once they start building a bigger team, maybe that's when Kanan says, "Oh, well, we work for Breeze," or whatever. But I think right now, Ronnie hasn't established the team. He hasn't grown his little empire and all that stuff. Once that's established, then somebody will give him a nickname so people don't know what his real name is.
Also, they did say we're going to meet Breeze this season, correct?
Yeah.
Like, that's an actual fact. Is that fact or is that fan fiction?
I don't know. I feel like I read an article where, like, what's his name? Penn Sasha?
Sasha Penn.
Where he, like, implied or, like, alluded to the fact. But I don't know if it's a fact.
Okay. Because normally when we meet new characters, right? Because I did see the article where they said joining the cast of season 3 is, and it was the guy who's playing Snap and the guy who's playing Ronnie. There was like a third person that said, and this actor is also joining the cast, right? So if it's not Ronnie, then who else would it be? Is it going to be somebody that they didn't even announce as joining the cast?
That's a good point. I don't know. That's why I just assumed that he would probably turn into that Breeze character.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I see that could be a parallel, because, you know, Power loves to draw parallels between the different universes. You see how Ghost's sworn enemy became his son's mentor in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I could see the same thing where, you know, Ronnie becomes Kanan's mentor and that's Rock's enemy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they rewrite that story. Me personally, I think it'll be lazy as hell, but I see where they head with.
Yo, did y'all like Famous's performance at the bar? I liked it.
I was lit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, he ain't lost it.
Right. Kanan was kind of hating though. I don't see a reason why Kanan should be that mad at Famous. Famous already said multiple times this is not his thing. He doesn't want to sell drugs. He's more of a musician. So I don't see why Kanan is that mad at him. I'm not mad at Famous the way Kanan is.
I agree. It's overkill.
Kanan is he's selfish. He's turning into his selfish, like, big Kanan ways, and he wants, you know, everybody to kind of follow suit, and he keeps like forcing Fame's hand. I mean, I guess that's why he's mad, just because Fame is not doing what he wants him to do, or not capable of doing what he wants him to do.
Right.
Like, he keeps telling you he's not about that life, but I don't know.
I mean, you should give that job, whatever you're trying to have Fame do, get that job to one of those other kids that's running the drugs for you, because they're probably more interested. The ones that aren't left, you know what I mean? Like, one of the guys left. They said homeboy left because the cops came around. You know what I mean? The ones that's sticking around are the ones that really want to do it. Give that job to them and let Famous do his music thing.
Right.
Exactly.
But I don't think Kanan feel like he can trust those other guys yet.
Probably.
Yeah. All right.
And I guess maybe that's why he's being so pushy with Fame, because that's like the only person he can trust.
Right. And Fame can be trusted. I mean, the cops picked him up. They talked to him about Freddie. He told him, or he tried to tell him, he didn't know who he was, which I don't know if that would have the right thing to say. He could have just said, yeah, I know him, but I ain't do nothing to him. Because like the cop said, yo, we put you here on this incident report. So now you're going to try to tell me you don't know him. Then he's like, oh, yeah, well, I actually do know him. Like, you should have said that from the beginning. But they are kids, so they don't know how to craft lies correctly yet. And but at least they didn't get him to cop to it. You know what I mean?
Right. I wonder why they're circling back to this, though.
I was wondering the same thing. I was like, why are they bringing this Freddy kid up again?
Right.
Hmm. That's true.
Unless they just feel like Famous is the weak link. And oh, absolutely. And if they press him enough.
Yeah, they'll get something out of him.
That's valid.
But so far, because he hasn't folded.
No, yeah.
He definitely admitted that he's scared.
Mm-hmm.
And he did reveal to Kanan that he was the one that put Freddy down and all that stuff.
I was hoping that at some point he would tell him.
And then Kanan was like, don't ever say that shit again.
Right. Yeah, I like his performance. I think Fame should stay on the music side. And I'm still not 100% sure if Sean, Kanan's son, is named after Sean Famous.
No.
You guys heard that, right?
Hell no.
I think it's a reference.
That's what's out there. People have said that.
Man.
Well, his name is Sean.
Yeah, but that, right. I don't think that there's a connection between that Sean and Sean Famous.
Because didn't Kanan say Sean was his friend? Like, he right. named Sean after his friend?
I don't think.
Well, y'all saw that Famous's name was Sean?
His name is Sean.
I don't know.
Like,
what other Sean
we know? What other Sean's we know?
Yeah, but yeah, I just don't think that's the reason behind Kanan's son's name. I don't think it's because of
Family. I don't think so. Yeah,
I don't think so. I think it's just a coincidence.
Hold in on, writing. So, yeah. in the original power, Kanan didn't say that?
No. No. Please. You saw that? No. He said that to him? He said, I named you after my homie?
He barely...
I don't remember half the shit that nigga. The original power.
Right. Exactly.
He barely likes the nigga.
Exactly. So why would you name your son after him? I don't believe that. I think that is just fan fiction. And I think that is just a coincidence in writing. No.
I don't mean that he barely likes Famous. He barely likes Sean.
Oh, the son.
Well, he didn't know he didn't like Sean until Sean turned on him.
I don't think he is.
You weak like your mother. You weak like your mother. One thing that I got from this episode that was shocking to me, I didn't remember Famous killed Freddy.
Oh, yeah, no, I remember that.
That was last season.
I remember it now.
No,
that was last season.
I know that it happened, but I thought both of them ran up on him. I completely forgot.
Nah, yeah, he did that himself.
Because didn't somebody open the door? Didn't a neighbor open the door or close the door or something?
Yeah, it was the old man across the hall.
Ooh, because remember the cop said, we got something that pins you there at the time?
Yeah. Well, not at the time. Not at the time. He said that it's an incident report from 2 days before the shooting.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. They, he did his thing with, like, that interrogation, but he should have shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
There's no lawyer there, and I don't know if he's a minor. I'm assuming he's a minor.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even allowed to question you if you're a minor.
Plot hole.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think about the Butter Group?
That's the
I don't know. First of all, Juke and that other girl, they gonna try to start dating or something. I don't know. Something gonna happen between her, Juke, and obviously Kanan was flirting with her, so that might be a thing.
I could see another relationship between Jukebox and Aisha.
Yeah, and then the lead singer is a super bitch.
Crystal, so I can't stand her. They gotta get her up out of there.
Yeah, she's a bitch.
Earlier, we mentioned that Gerald's position in The Voice was going to be used to help Jukebox.
Right.
But I don't think that her tenure in this group is going to be as long as, I don't think it's going to be a career, because, and the reason why, I genuinely believe that the way that they're treating that other girl is going to cause Jukebox to be turned off by the whole situation. Because mm-hmm. you see how she was looking at them, like they talking crazy to her, and she's like, what? Like,
Right. Why y'all doing this?
And I think she's going to end up going to the military. So they didn't just throw that back in their last tour for no reason.
Right. So I think we've covered everything, but now let's talk more about this Unique and Ronnie thing. Kim, what makes you think Unique is alive?
I just don't know why they would kill him off like in that way. It was completely unexpected. I didn't see it coming. I knew there would be, you know, some kind of clash between Unique and Ronnie, but I did not see Ronnie killing Unique. If anything, you know, we kind of talked about it being the other way around.
Right. That's what I thought.
I don't know. It was bad, but I don't know. I just feel like it's not the end for him.
Did you do your thing where you checked IMDb for how many episodes he's in?
No, I didn't do it.
I kind of want to do that. I kind of want to do it now.
But that don't be true all the time.
Right.
But yeah, I probably will do it after this. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he's like dead.
Tiff, you think Unique is dead?
Yep, I think he's gone. And I'm okay with it, because like I said, his character, like I said, has been kind of on a downward spiral. Mm-hmm. But I understand he lost his crew, all that stuff. But I think his storyline is limited. And so, it kind of makes sense. Yeah, I think it kind of makes sense. And then they've been foreshadowing it for the last couple episodes, because when Ronnie came on the scene for the first time and Vanessa talked to Unique and was like, I don't want to be a single mom. Worrell, you know, he left behind a son and a daughter. I don't want to be a single mother. Then Rock, in this episode, she foreshadowed it when they was outside of the funeral. And Unique said, yeah, Ronnie like a bull in a china shop. And so Rock said something to the gist of, well, you know, somebody got to pay for what he break. Mm-hmm. So they've been kind of foreshadowing some stuff coming back on Unique. And unfortunately, that's why I think he's dead. I just think that's the end of him. And like I said, Ronnie now is just going to try to, you know, get his money and get in the game. And I think he sees Kanan got a good hustle going. I think he's going to strong arm Kanan and start messing around with him.
I don't think Ronnie wants to deal with weed, though.
No, I think he's going to be the one that's going to turn Kanan into, you know, into selling cocaine, heroin, other stuff. But I think he sees that Kanan got a good thing going.
Mm-hmm. The infrastructure is good.
Do you guys know if this actress playing Vanessa is the same actress from last season?
You think they amped Vanessa?
I think
they
so.
They could have. I'll tell you the truth. I wouldn't even notice the difference if they did.
Word. Me neither. I don't remember what she looked like, or she's irrelevant. Sorry, Vanessa's actor.
I hated her acting.
I think it's the same girl.
I don't know if it's the same one. I hated her acting, though. Once Ronnie said, yo, he's out fucking Rock, and she's like, what did you say? Like, you heard what he said. Like, what do you mean, what did he say?
Right.
I mean, that's not...
Come back, what did you say?
That's not a slight to her acting. That's not the slight to her acting, though, because that, a woman might be genuinely shocked. Like, she, even at the dinner table, she was like, bro, that's the enemy. That ain't no regular thing.
Right. Yeah,
that's true.
So, I mean, I could understand her shock.
The way she delivered it, though, it was just like she was annoying to me. You know what I mean? But if I was Ronnie, I would have did that thing he does where he adjusts his glasses and looked it dead in the eyes and just sort of like stone face. Like
that's how you know shit getting ready to pop off when Ronnie start fucking with them glasses.
Right. Oh man, he took them glasses off. I was like, oh man.
He gone. That's how he gone strong arm came in, like to mention. He gone left, like, ain't no money.
Oh,
He is a very special person. I want him to dress differently.
Right, yeah. Right.
That COVID starting to piss Kim off.
Yeah, he have the same outfit on for the past, what, 5 episodes?
Yeah, he's not changing. That's like his uniform now.
That nigga been wearing the same outfit in prison for 20 years. What you mean?
Exactly. Right. He probably don't have no clothes. He got to go out stuff.
Yeah, he barely got money.
Right.
He better hope he can fit his brother clothes.
Exactly. So with Kanan out in the streets like this, is he going to really show up for that social worker?
Hell no.
Speaking of that, that social worker was very polite and very understanding with Kanan not being there.
Yeah, I mean, they don't usually want to take people away from their family. Mm-hmm. Like, they're like, family services does everything in their power to try and keep families together. In fact, sometimes they, because one of my really good friends, his mom is a foster mom, and she explained to me that sometimes they try to reincorporate the foster kids into their main family, because, like, let's say for instance they take them away because the parents financially can't support the kid right now. Mm-hmm. So now, without the stress of a kid, they can get their money up, and then mm-hmm. this foster parent takes care of them, mm-hmm. and then reintroduces them into their parents' life because now they could take care of the kid. But gotcha. I digress. He's not showing up. And he's going to be a foster kid, idiot.
Well, then she's going to have to do something for that social worker, Laura, because she's not just going to keep showing up and having polite conversation with her.
What's she going to do? Kill her?
I hope not. She got to pay her off. Pay her.
That don't solve the problem.
Nah, pay her. Pay her.
They don't.
Oh, pay her.
Pay her. Here's your yearly salary right now. Have a nice day.
I don't see it happening.
So what's she gonna do? She's either gonna have to falsify documents, or she's gonna have to report back to her bosses that Kanan is not showing up, which is gonna remove Kanan from Rock's care.
Yeah, absolutely. Kanan don't want to be in Rock's care.
But he don't want to be in Rock's
care either. I feel like he'll turn to the streets and, like, go back to what he's doing. You get what I'm saying? Like, once they take him out of his mom's house, it's not like he's going to be this wayward child that doesn't know how to do anything. He just don't want to be in the suburbs.
Hmm. And he's, what, about 16 at this point?
Yeah, 16, I would say.
Rock did the wrong thing by forcing him to go back home or to where she thinks he should be. Yeah, she did the wrong thing.
It wouldn't be the first time.
He's not about to go.
It wouldn't be the first time Rock did the wrong thing.
Yep.
I 1,000% think Unique is dead. He's not alive. I don't know. I'm sorry that you believe he's alive, Kim, but you can't come back from that. Like, you can't. Like, this is not The Walking Dead. They can't show us this guy with this swollen face and semi. He's probably bleeding internally. What is he just gonna do? Get up, dust himself off, and walk himself to Rock's house?
God damn it, Ronnie.
I don't know.
Exactly.
It's
gonna be like, this is the second time you did this to me, Ronnie. There won't be a third.
Yo. Nah, but yeah. I agree with what Kim just said, though. It wouldn't be the first time some unbelievable shit in power happened. Kanan walked out of a burning building, for God's sakes.
But he wasn't beat as bad as Ronnie got, as bad as Unique got beat. Unique got beat with eight. No, he wasn't, man. That was fist. That was hand to hand combat. There was I think they might have even picked up a pipe, but at no point was Kanan hit in his head multiple times.
Right. The slow on the brain alone.
You heard the pipe touching bone.
Yeah.
I think he was hitting his head multiple times. We only saw the one time.
Kim, you heard it though. You heard the pipe touching the bones in his head.
Right.
His skull is.
How you know with the bones in the head, though? There's a lot of bones in the
head. Man, he's gone.
The swelling on the brain alone would have killed that man.
I don't know.
His body was lifeless, though.
I don't see him being alive.
Okay, so I'm looking. Sorry, y'all. I'm looking at. I'm Googling this, and somebody has a take that says Unique fakes his death and returns as Breeze.
Oh my God.
That sounds dumb.
People write anything. You know, when YouTube first came out, I used to always tell my friends, yo, you can see anything on YouTube. You could type in bunny rabbit beats up elephant and there's going to be a video of it. Like,
yeah, that's
somebody's got a fan theory for everything.
That's very true.
Returns as Breeze is crazy. Like, what?
That's crazy.
I mean, because how would that even work out?
Why does he need to fake his death? What is he avoiding? His brother?
Exactly.
Yeah, that nigga. Because
if he came back, like, how would he be different? Like, how would he look different to be like, oh, that's not unique. That's Breeze. Like, right. I don't understand how that would work.
You're going to have an eye patch.
First of all, like, the people earn their nicknames. Like, they even said, you know, the reason why they called him Ghost was because, you know, he was so quick and he was, you know,
one minute he's there, next minute he's gone,
disappear, whatever.
Right.
So, I mean, the person, Ronnie hasn't earned his nickname yet. Somebody gonna give him that nickname.
But I feel like he already
the streets know him.
Yeah, they know him. Right. He was top dog before Unique, so I feel like he would earn whatever accolades or names or whatever that he was going to learn prior to him going to prison.
So then,
and that's what makes me debunk the Breeze theory, because to me it's like y'all acting like Ronnie ain't earned his stripes. Ronnie killed three people already. what does the fans of Power think this nigga did before he went to jail?
Right.
If this is what he could do in three episodes.
Right.
That's true. He was a kingpin when he went to prison.
Yeah. Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. He was the head of the big operations.
Okay.
Because, you know, when you
meet he was only for 3 years. How did he get such a short?
That's what they said, because everybody keeps saying Ronnie was in prison for a long time. I've heard them say a couple times he was only in there for 3 years.
But the cop was dirty, Tiff.
Oh, that's how he got out. Okay. Yeah.
But it kind of comes off as he's been institutionalized for a long time.
That's what he's acting like. He's acting like that.
They keep saying 3 years, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, besides.
I don't think he hasn't earned that nickname yet, but who knows?
So besides Pernessa confronting Rock, what else did you guys see in the preview? Because I didn't see it.
Thank you.
That man from The Wire that y'all keep talking about, he confronts Kanan.
What?
And Kanan was like, business is booming for me or something. Like, he approaches Kanan in a way, like asking about his business or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Kanan says, business is booming. My shit is me and only me.
Hmm.
I made sure to write down some of the preview stuff because I knew I would forget.
Nice.
Yeah, I can't really. Nothing else really stood out to me except for the.
Oh, Rock visits Cafe Vu and talks to Lou, and Lou was like, it's not about what you did, it's about who you are.
Yeah, nice.
Famous and Kanan, they argue, which I guess that's nothing new.
Right, nothing new about that.
Yeah, but I feel what Famous said in this episode when he was like, dude, I was the police scooped me up and you didn't even come and check on me. But when Javon got scooped up, you went and
bailed got
your uncle
out
to come and cover for him.
Right.
And so I understood why Famous was kind of pissed off about that.
So there is no episode next week. We're going to skip one. I do have predictions, and I think we can all agree to this. Ronnie's next attempt at a kill or his next victim is probably going to be Rock. He's going to go after Rock, but I think that when he does go after Rock, I think he'll die. So I don't. Yeah. So maybe he won't go after her this soon because he's not going to go after Rock, miss a shot at killing her, and then continue to be on the streets. Like, you either have to take her out or she's going to take you out. It's not going to be, oh, I'm going to try to kill her, and if I don't succeed, then I'll continue, you know, walking around the streets of Queens and continue being who I am. Like, you get one shot at Rock. After that, her or her brothers are going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt Ronnie killed Rod.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either. I also predict that Rock is going to get those cops handled one way or another, either through Howard or through Marvin. Those cops will not be extorting her for much longer.
I agree with that.
She's going to use Marvin's help to get rid of those cops. Because I doubt, because Howard already has his own stuff to worry about. Plus, they were, plus in the preview, they were kind of arguing with each other, so.
So wait, what do you all think about those feds scooping up Rock?
They questioned her, and they didn't get anything. She had a lawyer with her.
I
don't think it's the end of that, though.
I don't either. I don't know how it's going to play out, but I don't think that's the end. I agree with Kim.
Maybe they'll uncover something else.
Nah, right. Not dying at the hands of Ronnie. If anything, I agree with Eric. He's gonna die at her hands.
Right. But we haven't seen Ronnie with Stefano yet, right?
No.
I think we'll see that soon.
He can't keep doing this. He can't keep going on like this.
And he also can't keep intimidating people. Like, how is he going to step to Stefano? He's still going to have that bullshit intimidation tactic? That's not going to work.
Well, he killed Unique, and Unique was making money for him. So they got to meet at some point.
He got to go in and approach Stefano. He got to chill out.
Right. No, he's not going to. He's going to be like, I need some work.
I can't fucking help you.
Right. We're gonna like go get a job.
Exactly.
My prediction is he probably gonna start something with Juliana now that
1000%. 1000% that's happening.
Yeah. Well, Joaquin, I could see that.
Well, Joaquin not gonna like that though. That's the thing. Especially once he finds out that he killed his brother, bro, that nigga he's not going to like that.
Shit, maybe Joaquin might kill Ronnie.
Nah, I don't know. For what, though? He don't got no reason to step into it. He got every reason to stay out of it, but he don't got no reason to step into it. But, oh, let me avenge Unique's death. For what?
Right.
So
Juliana might be too ambitious and she might want to take over the business. So there might be something where they both kill Joaquin, but I never see him.
That's going to be some wild shit.
Yeah.
Like, if she betrayed Joaquin, which honestly might not be too far fetched because she's like a super bitch now.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
I still can't believe her character arc. Ew. She went from getting her ass beat to becoming a queenpin.
I'm shocked that she lives in the hood, though. When he approached her, it looks like she lives in the hood. Same thing with Dean. I thought Dean was too accessible. I didn't like that.
Yeah, there's no way Ronnie should have been able to get in the house.
Like, aren't these guys the equivalent to what Ghost was? Ghost, you can't get to Ghost's crib unless you get through the door, man.
Yeah.
And
you got a private elevator, all that stuff. Dean just live in the hood. Unless that was his grandmother's house. But even your grandmother should have had a better setup than that.
You think so? Sometimes Granny don't move.
How would Ronnie get in? How do you think he got in? Was the
back door.
It was unlocked? Nah.
He was in the basement.
He probably broke it. He probably broke the window and put his hand through.
And then the
Granny not going here. She
does. Right. So anybody have any other predictions?
I don't have any predictions except for Unique might not be dead, but I don't know. I just shared a People magazine with y'all, so he might be dead.
Yeah, I saw it.
So I don't have any other predictions, though. Ronnie just can't make it out of the season. I don't know what's going to happen.
I've been wrong too many times. I'm not even going to try my hand at another one.
That's it for me. Ronnie has to go, but I do want him to get to his 5 kills like I said he would. But then he has to die.
He got to meet the quota first.
Right. I think he'll kill Paul. Maybe he'll kill Paul.
Why would he do that? Well,
I can see him killing Paul.
Right? What if he tries to intrude on the business and then Paul's like, yo, man, get out of here. We got this. Not knowing who Ronnie is. And you know how Ronnie felt about disrespect.
He gone. A nigga gonna push his glasses up. That's gonna be the end of Paul.
Right. He gonna throw Paul out of a fucking window.
I can see him killing Simrod over Paul, but that's just me.
Simrod? Oh man, Simrod. Nah, man, he got a kid.
What?
Exactly. I know.
So does Unique.
I know. Oh, man, I appreciate you guys, man. I'm really grateful that y'all doing this with me. Thank you very much. Everybody, have a happy new year.
Of course.
You too.
Same to you, brother.
Bye, guys. All right.
Peace.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to The Limitless Experience with Eric. Spread love. Peace out.